The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Let's start though with the condition of our beaches and harbours. This has been investigated by Irish Business Against Litter. Timely report, given that we're still being encouraged to enjoy an outdoor summer. We're been encouraged to stay in Ireland rather than heading away on foreign holidays. So if we do use our beaches and other water amenities, are they being kept sufficiently clean for us to enjoy? Do people have enough litter bins into which they can deposit their rubbish? Conor Horgan, you have done an investigation into this. What did you find?
We have, Matt, and this is the third survey that we've conducted of coastal areas around the country. We surveyed 32 coastal areas, and less than half of them, less than half of the beaches and harbours were deemed clean. So I think, you know, the survey has to be taken in the light of what you said, that there's record numbers of people enjoying our coastal areas, and that brings pressure onto these areas. But nonetheless, it's probably it's not where we want to be. It is a significant improvement on last time when less than 20% of our beaches were clean. So we're going in the right direction. We're seeing a lot of our well-known beaches improve. Tremor, Portmarnock, Lahinch, British Bay, they've all improved from moderately littered to clean to European norms. That's based on the Antashka designation, and it's Antashka who do the surveys for us. So overall it's positive, but at the other end of the table we've also seen some deterioration in Salt Hill, notably in Loughrea, in Bundoran and in Bantry Harbour.
And then you found two places particularly bad, the harbour at Blackrock Castle in Cork and also in Cork at White Bay Beach. And it was quite shocking, some of the material that you found at the latter location, including plastic packaging containers that seem to be more than 20 years old.
Yes, that's right. And it's not the first time that we've honed in on Blackrock Castle, the Cork Harbour area there, because it was heavily littered last time out. Unfortunately, it hasn't improved. There was a discarded wheelbarrow among the rubbish there. And, you know, that's a suggestion that the area is just subject to neglect. As you said, there was also long lie litter, as we call it, and been there for a long time. Someone did find, I think, at White Bay, a 20-year-old bottle, I believe. Otherwise, it was a typical form of litter, food-related litter in the main. There was evidence of outdoor drinking. We've seen that generally around the country. Of course, that's a symptom of lockdown, I guess.
But that's alcohol cans, I mean. But what about the modern thing of coffee cups?
Very much, very prevalent as well. They would not have appeared in our list of most littered items 2 years ago, Matt, but since lockdown, they've absolutely been very high up. I think they're the fourth most common litter item we're encountering. So, generally, we've seen it in other surveys. Lockdown has been detrimental to our cleanliness levels across the country.
And then, are people good about bringing things home with them? I mean, a lot of people complain about there's not sufficient bins available, but if the bins aren't available, if you can bring the stuff to the beach, can you not just bring it home with you, such as if you bring things for a barbecue?
That's a mindset that we need to embed more in ourselves. I think one of the factors is, Matt, that probably the family trip to the beach isn't a weekly trip, or it hasn't been a regular trip, and people probably don't prepare well enough to bring home items, including the barbecue, including the nappies, and they've some vague sense that I'll make do when I'm there. But obviously, with the best will in the world, with thousands thronging to a beach, there's no way that the litter management is going to be able to cater for the numbers. Just generally, I would say, Matt, that we've seen an increase in bins in the good areas, and we've seen supplementary bins put in for peak times. We've also seen just a general improvement in infrastructure. I think, in fairness to local authorities, they may be gearing up for more staycationing and greater use of our coastal areas. So those that did well in our survey, typically investment in infrastructure was part of that success.
A listener, Tommy O'Connor, says, a friend of mine cleans 6 beaches in Wexford every week. He uses a tractor with a machine on the back which pulls up any litter while also raking the sand. Can you please give him a shout out? Is there many people out there? Are there a lot of community groups now around the country who are effectively doing the work for the state because they have such pride in their communities and beaches and take it upon themselves to clean up after everyone else.
No, absolutely. And that's a very timely call there, Matt, because, you know, I only realised this week in preparing for this that there's over 1,500 Clean Coast groups around the country. There's a Clean Coast group for like every kilometre or 2 kilometre stretch, I think, of coastline that we have in the country. That's growing very strongly. And like those people are silently patrolling our beaches on a very regular basis. And this positive result is due in no small part to their work.
Conor Horgan from Irish Business Against Litter, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.